Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
So as you're digesting those inflation numbers tonight, you might want a strong cup of coffee. And let me tell you that coffee, the world's most popular beverage, is facing a significant price surge. Global coffee prices have reached record highs, and experts are warning that relief may not be in sight. Agricultural specialists, and we're going to talk to one in just a moment, attribute this increase to adverse weather conditions in major coffee-producing countries like Brazil and Vietnam. What does it mean? Well, poor harvests and depleted stocks. For instance, Brazil is experiencing its worst drought in over 70 years, and that has had a huge impact on coffee plantations and also threatening future yields. So let's bring this back to your morning cup of coffee. I'm in conversation now with Paul Makube, Senior Agricultural Economist at FNB. So, Paul, good evening to you, and thank you very much indeed. Let's dive straight into Brazil and Vietnam, adverse weather conditions. How badly has this impacted the supply and the price of coffee?
Thanks very much. This is almost a year already where we have seen a significant elevation of coffee prices, and as you have indicated, it's weather problems in the major producing regions of the world, and if you have the major producers experiencing production and quality issues, then the world turns into a deficit, and hence the a significant surge in prices on world markets.
And I would imagine that the projections for coffee production 2025-26 are also going to be just as dire.
Yes, definitely. That's what we're seeing at the moment. The estimates from the international organizations, COCOA, indicates that there's going to be a largest deficit in 60 years. And obviously, there is a little bit of concern on the markets in terms of procuring the available stock by various companies, and therefore prices have surged. The negative impact is that demand will come under pressure as well, given the surging prices.
Paul, is that supply chain very narrow? Apart from Brazil and Vietnam, where else are we able to source coffee?
We source coffee Ivory Coast, Ghana. We this side we have Tanzania as well. Also supplying, but those are smaller producers. They're smaller producers that it makes it difficult to reduce the level of deficit that we are already experiencing on the global market.
Now, Paul, most of us face the reality of the situation in that morning cup of coffee that we either make at home or buy on the way to work. There certainly has been an impact on South African consumers. So these global price increases that you've referenced, how are they affecting coffee prices in South Africa, both at a retail level, but also at local coffee shops?
Yes, in terms of the latest data from that came today, I mean, if you look at ground coffee or coffee beans, the price in December increased by 42% year on year on December last year. So definitely pressure on across the value chain in terms of prices, which is a spillover from the international market, and obviously that will have to be pushed to the consumers. And that's the pressure that is building up.
And consumers, I guess, are going to react in shifting maybe from premium brands to more affordable options. And that trend, I would imagine, if the prices remain high, is going to accelerate in this country over the next couple of months.
Yeah, definitely. You're likely to have that switch. It's only going to be a consumer's response to price, resistance to the the surge in prices. And that will apply to the rest of the world, and also the other users they will have to look for alternatives in terms of what they can input into their into their mix. So definitely tough times for this year and going forward.
And Paul,
until the situation analyzes, yes.
I'm just wondering to myself whether the impact of rising coffee prices, whether it has any direct impact on the broader South African economy, given that we are high-level consumers.
Yeah, obviously, I mean, this is going to be now a question of choice. So the consumer is likely to respond, and those who can still, afford will continue to buy it at elevated prices, but the normal guy will start reducing his consumption. But obviously that will then impact on the the operations that are all over the country, in terms of profitability, if volumes come comes down. Yeah, so, and we are a net importer, so we rely, solely on the international market for supplies.
Let's go.
And therefore, yeah.
I was going to say, let's go back to the weather, if we can. We've spoken about the drought in Brazil and issues in Vietnam, but beyond the immediate weather events, I'm imagining that climate change is also going to influence long-term trends in coffee production and pricing. We're simply going to have to live with this going forward, aren't we?
Yes, well, we're simply going to have to live with this, going forward, given the changing climate change, the climate issues. But it also, the surge in prices also provides for an opportunity to look at the within the industry in terms of diversification of production areas and also investments into the sector to actually raise the level of production. And I think the lessons learned in terms of diversification, given that very few countries are major suppliers, and therefore if they are hit, then you have a global problem. So there might be some investments on the positive side, coming in to look at diversification in terms of area. Mm. And increasing production, elsewhere.
Just a final one. It's difficult for a retailer or consumer to look at any kind of new strategy to mitigate the impact of rising coffee prices, apart from switching to something else, I guess.
Yes, limited option. They're limited alternatives. So, it's just a question of switch. But obviously, if that is sustained, you're likely to see a situation where the market comes down in terms of price. But I mean, doesn't solve the availability problem. You're still going to have an availability problem, despite the fact that the prices might moderate a bit in response to a demand destruction.
All right, Paul, I'm going to leave it there with my appreciation and thanks. My advice would be think very, very carefully and deeply tomorrow morning when you have that morning cup of coffee. And I guess the best advice is to savor every sip. Paul Makube is a senior agricultural economist at FNB.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.